devices, everyone.
5, 4, 3, 2,
music.
And action!
It's Peter Tilden live.
Talk Radio 790 KABC. It's Peter Tilden with the top 6 at 6. So you know what? Let's give it a whirl.
Hey, it's time for...
Peter Tilden's
Top 6 at 6.
What time is it? It's almost Oscar time. I can't hear you. It's Oscar time, and Chris Rock has cut a couple promos.
Chris Rock counts down the top 3 reasons to watch the Oscars.
Presenter cleavage. Check out who died this year. I might curse.
The Oscars, live Oscar Sunday, February 28th on ABC.
Or he may not be there. Will he boycott the Oscars? Jada Pinkett Smith and Spike Lee both suggesting a boycott because they're saying in the top 20 actor, actress categories, best actor, best supporting. No people of color. Here's Jada's message.
The Academy has the right to acknowledge whomever they choose, to invite whomever they choose. Begging for acknowledgement or even asking diminishes dignity, Chris. I will not be at the Academy Awards and I won't be watching, but I can't think of a better man to do the job at hand this year than you, my friend. Good luck.
Now, some people, we had a lot of calls on the morning show saying, you know what? The Oscars don't discriminate. This is the most liberal body of guys. It's all about the money and about the slotting. And even John Singleton, who was the first black director to get a director Oscar from Boys in the Hood, said, you know what? It's about a slot. So maybe Jada is upset because Will didn't get it for Concussion and she didn't get it for Magic Mike XXL2 because that was such an Oscar-nominated type movie. Well, there's somebody who's pushing back, and it's Aunt Viv from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Janet Hubert.
I want to say something about Jada Pinkett Smith asking other actors, black actors and actresses, to boycott the Oscars. First of all, Miss Thing, does your man not have a mouth of his own with which to speak? And the second thing is, girlfriend, there's a lot of going on in the world that you all don't seem to recognize. People are dying. Our boys are being shot left and right. People are hungry. People are starving. People are trying to pay bills. And you talking about some actors in Oscars. And it just ain't that deep. And here's the other thing. For you to ask other actors and other blackresses and black actors to jeopardize their career and their standing in a town that you know damn well, you don't do that. And here's the other thing, they don't care. They don't care. And I find it ironic that somebody who has made their living and made millions and millions of dollars from the very people that you're talking about boycotting, just because you didn't get a nomination, just because you didn't win, that is not the way life works, baby.
Wow.
Okay? And it's very suspect to me.
Now, you might be asking yourself, does this woman, Janet Hubert, who played, I guess, Aunt Viv on The Fresh Prince, does she have a personal vendetta? Did something happen to her? Did Will and Jada ever do anything to her to tick her off? Well, this may answer that question.
And I seem to recall, 20, maybe 6, 7 years ago, 25, whatever it was. Look, I don't even remember, but I seem to remember at option time coming to you and saying, you know what, Will? You're the star of the show. Why don't we all get together? And with you, maybe we could get a little raise. Maybe the network, since, you know, the show is such a hit and you being the star of the show, your influence would help us greatly, like they did on Friends, like white shows do. Remember that? Do you remember that? Because I do. And your response to me was, my deal is my deal and y'all deal is y'all deal. Well, karma must be a because now here you are. Here you are. You've had a few flops. And you know, there are those out there who really deserved a nod. And Idris Elba was one of them. Lord have mercy. Beast of No Nation was incredible. That man is an incredible actor. You are not. Maybe you didn't deserve a nomination. I didn't think, frankly, you deserved a Golden Globe nomination with that accent. But you got one. And just because the world don't go the way you want it to go, doesn't mean that you can go out and then you start asking people to stand up and sing, "We Shall Overcome" for you.
Hilarious. But I do give her, if I have a bit of advice for you, I would say this. It was 27 years ago, girlfriend. Maybe you should let it go. Maybe you should let it go a little bit. Because karmically, I think Will and Jada have done quite well for themselves. Although this woman could get an acting career just based on that. Because I would give her at least a Golden Globe for that.
Five. Number five.
Five.
So I should mention a couple things as far as politics. The RNC has officially voted to cut ties to NBC for the upcoming debate. Remember how ticked they were? Reince Priebus was upset that the CNBC, the questions that were asked were not appropriate, and they thought it was a horrible debate. Well, they're now officially penalizing NBC and taking the debate away from them and giving it to CNN. So CNN, I'm sure, is happy because there's a lot of money to be made there. By the way, Ted Cruz, was asked about Donald Trump getting angry with him because they're really starting to snipe at each other, because what Donald Trump doesn't want is a loss in Iowa, because Donald always positions himself as winner, winner, winner. My numbers are bigger. Even though losing in Iowa does not mean he'll lose the whole shebang, it doesn't look good for him. Here's what Ted Cruz said.
Donald seems very rattled right now. He has been launching an awful lot of attacks in the last couple of days, and it seems every time his poll numbers go down, he gets angrier and angrier, and he lashes out. And, he is entitled to make his own decisions about how to conduct his campaign. And if he wants to engage in insults, that's fine. I have no intention of responding in kind. I like Donald Trump. I respect Donald Trump. And I don't intend to engage in a food fight or personal insults. I think what the voters are interested in is issues.
So he went after Donald without going after Donald, still kind of soft-pedaling it. And I should mention that Donald has told the Washington Post that if they do this very in-depth report about the Taj Mahal casino in Atlantic City going bankrupt, Donald's response will be, "I will sue the Washington Post." So that should play out in a very interesting way, because Donald always said, "I had nothing to do with that. They just used my name." The Washington Post has this big story that's about to pop that's saying that you had much more to do with it than just your name being attached. So Donald said, "It's erroneous. I will sue you if you put that story out." So there you go. Coming up, we're going to talk about Robert Gates, who is the former Secretary of Defense, talking about which presidential candidate he thinks would be the best one when it comes to security and defense of the country. Sean Penn may be in a little worse trouble than he indicated he was in, because he has no fear of El Chapo coming after him, even though he may have been responsible for El Chapo being arrested. And, of course, we will talk about Glenn Frey's passing at age 67. What a huge loss to so many people, because it was a soundtrack. The Eagles was a soundtrack not only for a lot of people's lives, but of Southern California, a certain type of country rock music that they created that sold 150 million-plus albums. So we'll do all of those stories and more when the Top 6 returns right after we do Traffic First on the 4s.
ABC has traffic first on the 4s when you need it most, including a sig alert west 91 just before Lakeview Imperial area. It's an overturned rig. Fast track lane still blocked. Everything was open on the eastbound side. It's still backed up to Maple. The 241 is affected as well, coming away from about a mile before the 91. 57 north Pathfinder was a stall which cleared. That backed you up to about Ball Road. Southbound side of the 110 right around Torrance Boulevard. An earlier crash has cleared, but still very slow from the 105. Also quite busy out of the downtown area. Eastbound 10 at Archibald is a stall in the middle lane. All in all, delays from the 57. Westbound's been affected as well, coming away from the 15, but that's starting to improve for you. 605 north at Valley. I've been working on a crash in lanes. Still bumper to bumper here, coming away from all the way through the 5 interchange. Traffic is sponsored by First 5 California. First 5 California presents another Talk, Read, Sing tip. When you take your child on a walk, describe what you see. Trees, buildings, streets, cars, and sky. Your words and voice exercise their brains and make them strong. KABC has traffic first on the 4s. Next report at 6:24. I'm Rhonda Kramer, 790 KABC.
We're back. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Let's continue with the Top 6 at 6 with number 4.
Number 4.
4.
I tend to go to Jimmy Kimmel as the go-to guy as far as surveys and polls. What I always say is, when you hear somebody interviewed and saying, "Do you like this candidate? Do you like that candidate?" You never know how much that person really knows. You never ask that second question, like, who's vice president? Where's Massachusetts? Jimmy does that. He goes out and shows you the same people who are being polled may not have the information you think they have. So when you listen to polling, always remember that they ask a lot of not-so-smart people questions like this.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. this morning came out endorsing Donald Trump for president. What was your reaction to that?
Please don't. Please, I would be a little nervous. I would think he'd be the last one to endorse Trump.
I figure if he's going to endorse Donald Trump for president, then maybe he thinks it'll be a good president, in his opinion.
Were you surprised that Martin Luther King Jr. endorsed Donald Trump, even though he got kicked off Celebrity Apprentice last year?
Oh, yes. I would be surprised, but you got to do what's better. You know, the rich are going to support the rich, and they got to know how to take care of their money. Because if Donald Trump, being the money man he is, will take care of their money.
Fernando, is there anything you want to say to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on his big day?
Congratulations, Martin Luther King. If you support Donald Trump, then that's the right thing to do. If he's going to make this a better nation for us to live under, then it's all he got my support, too. You know, let's make this one nation under God and all the power in the world to you. So let's just do what we got to do for our country.
Let's bring the Chargers in and kick the Mexicans out.
No.
Yeah, but wait a minute. That's Martin Luther King. What about Malcolm X?
Do you think Martin Luther King endorsing Donald Trump was a reaction to Malcolm X endorsing Hillary Clinton?
Well, Malcolm X and Hillary Clinton, they from Martha's Vineyard, they both, Malcolm X has a home on Martha's Vineyard. So they vacation with them.
Water ski together?
Yeah, they vacation. They golfed together when they were on Martha's Vineyard. So, yes, my brother lives on Martha's Vineyard.
You ever see Malcolm X out there with him, walking around?
I have never seen it. My brother has.
Yeah. Oh, hi. Who hasn't seen Malcolm X and Martha's Vineyard lying out there putting on sunscreen? Come on.
All right, number three.
One, two, three.
Three.
So this is kind of unsettling. Former Secretary of Defense Robert Gates was on MSNBC's Morning Joe. He's got a new book, but he's talking about who's running, who is presidential that can protect the country.
So if you had the courage, the ability to make tough decisions of President Obama, the courage of President George W. Bush, and the unifying qualities of George Herbert Walker Bush, if you could have all three of those things in the next president, you'd have a pretty good president, right?
I think you would.
Okay, so anybody out there that matches that matches up to those to that bill?
I don't see any.
Okay. Right. That's depressing.
Oh, my God. I just got to chill. That's horrible.
I love the... Oh, my God. It was a weird question and an even more unsettling answer, wouldn't you think? So that's what we should do. Poll all the military leaders, put them in a room. They put their answer in a card, but they can do it anonymously. Tell us from a military standpoint, who do you think the next guy should be? That would be an interesting thing to see, wouldn't it?
Finally, we come to my number two man. His name, number two.
An oldie but goodie. Remember Sean Penn? Talking about journalism, he's ticked. He went all the way to the jungles, somewhere in the middle of who knows where, because they didn't tell him where he was going to see El Chapo. And he went there with Miss Del Castillo, who El Chapo had the hots for. I have such hots for you. I cannot imagine. I will take better care of you than my eyes. I've used that line all the time now with women. It doesn't work. I will take better care of you than my eyes. Anyway, so El Chapo's there in the jungle with Sean Penn, who did this piece for Rolling Stone, that basically came off making El Chapo sound like not the worst guy in the world, because, you know, we Americans abuse drugs and we're as guilty as he is, even though he's turned people's heads into soccer balls. He's killed journalists. He's killed politicians. He's killed innocent people to the tune of maybe 100,000 people dead. Here's what Sean said about journalism.
I'll be, you know, as honest as I can be with you about this. I can be very, flamboyant in my words sometimes. I can get angry, like many people can. I'm really sad about the state of journalism in our country. It has been an incredible hypocrisy and an incredible lesson in just how much they don't know and how disserved we are. You know, of course, I know that there are people who don't like me out of the gate, whether it's political.
You're not without controversy.
Not without controversy. Fair enough. Again, journalists who want to say that I'm not a journalist. Well, I want to see the license that says they're a journalist.
Shut up, Sean. So journalists don't give the subject that they're interviewing editorial free rein to either kill the piece or edit the piece, which is number one. Number two, and it was pointed out in an article by Alex Griswold, and I had forgot that when Sean interviewed Hugo Chavez, a guy who does not allow journalists to print, who controls the media, he said, every day this elected leader is called a dictator here in America, and we just accept it. All this is mainstream media. There should be a bar by which one goes to prison for these kinds of lies. In other words, if a journalist here says something I don't agree with, they should be prisoned. He also said similar stuff when he interviewed Raul Castro. So this is a guy who thinks journalists should be put in prison. If they disagree with him, something bad should happen. And now he's saying that journalists aren't even journalists because he's a journalist. And just the fact that ethically he was ready to give El Chapo the final say, yeah, Sean, that makes makes for a good journalist. I don't think so.
And here's the moment you've been waiting for.
Drum roll, please.
Number one. Take it easy. Take it easy.
Well, it's so sad. Eagle Glenn Frey died at age 67. Apparently, the report says he had rheumatoid arthritis, which caused colitis and pneumonia. And we found out this morning he'd been battling, going in and out of a coma since November in the hospital. He came out of the coma, was not doing well. They put him back into a coma. If just a sense of who the Eagles were, 5 number one singles, 6 Grammy Awards, 5 American Music Awards, 6 number one albums. They've sold over 160 million albums. And the Greatest Hits album sold 42 million cuts, 42 million copies. The Greatest Hits is the best-selling album in the 20th century. An amazing artist, an iconic guy in an iconic group, and he will sort another one after David Bowie. Another iconic artist will be missed in a big way. Let's go out with this.
You can't hide your lying eyes.
The GOP tells NBC you're fired.
And a mosque for cats on the next Doug and T-Ray live at Local 5 to 10, Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Don't settle for that same old talk radio chatter. Tune in to the most independent voice on the airwaves for a fresh perspective you won't get anywhere else. Sam Nation, every Saturday at 3 p.m. right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
It's Peter Tolden for American Vision Windows, and this is a package that people respond to in a big way because it allows you to get rid of drafts, it allows you to lower your electric bill, add beauty to your home, security to your home, and it allows you to sleep in. I'm talking about the free upgrade to the sound package, a window that's 5 times thicker than the window you probably have now, which means the garbage trucks don't exist anymore, the barking dogs, the leaf blowers. You get to sleep in. You get a free upgrade and free expert installation. If you're tired of waking up to trash trucks and gardeners, call them right now. They know what they're doing. They've installed over 600,000 windows, and they just won Angie's List's Super Service Award again for 2015. Go to kbc.com, keyword windows, to see my installation, and then get your own and change the quality of your life. It's an amazing window. They're an amazing company. American Vision Windows, 877-465-2470. That's 877-465-2470, or go to AmericanVisionWindows.com. But do it now. Sleep in and save, because this offer won't last long.
CSLB number 778326.
The Chonga Resort and Casino is now America's favorite casino. Experience the most slots and the biggest jackpots only at America's favorite casino, Pechanga. Pechanga Resort and Casino, just off the 15 in Temecula. Book your Pechanga experience at Pechanga.com.
KABC has traffic first on the 4s when you need it most, and we are still looking at a sig alert. This is going to be on the 91 freeway westbound before Lakeview with the overturned rig that went through the center divider. The westbound side, just the fast track still blocked, and you're backed up into Maple, and northbound 241 backed up for about 3/4 of a mile before the 91. Southbound side of the 110 Torrance Boulevard was an earlier crash. Everything cleared here a little while ago, but still finding remaining delays here from the 105. East Santa Monica jammed out of the beach all the way in toward East L.A. East 10 at Archibald trying to clear a stall back up here to Mountain. And 605 North at Valley, that accident is cleared from the two right lanes. But still the northbound delays remain backed up to Rosecrans, and now a crash on the southbound side at Whittier Boulevard, and that's already backing up as well. KABC has traffic first on the 4s. Next report at 634. I'm Rhonda Kramer, 790 KABC.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quotes subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
GEICO applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because GEICO has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. GEICO will insure that entire RV so you can get the s'more-making, poison-ivy-dodging, same-song-singing, ghost storytelling, campfire-building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
The Kings are on a mission to reclaim their throne.
Kopitar wins the draw. Muzzin pulls the trigger on a shot. He scores!
Don't miss a second of the action as the Kings go for their third cup in 5 years.
Defoe to the net, shoots, scores!
Kings, Stars, tonight at 7 on your home for Kings Hockey. 790 KABC.
Talk Radio 790 KABC. You know, we've talked about increasing the minimum wage for a long time now, and some people are up in arms about it. And in certain cities, it has actually hurt businesses because some businesses are just hanging on with their fingertips, and they can't afford to raise the minimum wage because they'll either have to raise the prices of whatever they're selling or let some people go. And we're in a world now where people are keeping people from full-time jobs so they don't have to pay benefits. I mean, it's a different world. The big issue when it came up for me was the fact that when we went to Europe on a vacation with people from the station, I went into a McDonald's there and I said, you're not going to get your $15 an hour. They're going to replace you with robotics, meaning I'm going to go to a kiosk, order what I need so there's nobody behind the counter, and all they're going to need is one person to fry up that sucker. Well, guess what? Over 5 million jobs will be lost by 2020 as a result of developments in genetics, artificial intelligence, robotics, and other technological change. They say about 7 million jobs will be lost, about 2 million gained as a result of technology in 15 major developed and emerging economies, which is amazing. The findings are taken from a survey of 15 economies covering about 1.9 billion workers. And now the lines are blurred between physical, digital, and biological areas. It's like a fourth industrial revolution, according to this site. Administrative and office jobs will account for 2/3 of the losses, with routine white-collar office functions at risk of being decimated. You're going to be able to call a robot and talk to them. They'll take your message, they'll pass it along, and they'll do a lot of the tasks that office workers are doing now. There'll also be gains in computer, mathematical, architecture, and engineering-related fields. So if your kid is just going to school now, convince them not to go into movies. Convince them to go into technological fields. Women will be disproportionately hit by the changes because of their low participation in the fields of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And the countries covered by the survey are all over: Australia, Brazil, China, France, Germany, India, Italy, Japan. So it's critical that businesses take an active role in supporting their current workforces through retraining, because guess what? The world is going to look, for your kids, for my kids, very different in 2020 than it looks now, and you have to have a whole different set of skills to survive there. And I'm hoping a lot of people aren't going down a career path right now in schools with college debt. They're going to take them to a dead-end area and not technological areas. So, hello, robots. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
KABC News, live and local at 629. I'm Gary Garris. And firefighters are keeping an eye on a propane fuel tank left outside the Pomona Planned Parenthood office in the 1500 block of Garvey. Avoid the area. Breaking news, the U.S. Coast Guard has ended its search for 12 U.S. Marines missing after two military helicopters crashed off the coast of Oahu. An around-the-clock Navy and Coast Guard search began late Thursday when the two choppers carrying six Marines each failed to report back to base. Hours later, the Coast Guard spotted debris 2.5 miles off the coast. All four lifeboats aboard the helicopters were found empty. Former Republican vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin endorsed GOP frontrunner Donald Trump for president today. At a campaign stop in Iowa, Palin also blasted the GOP establishment.
Only one candidate's record of success proves he is the master of the art of the deal. He is beholden to no one but we, the people. How refreshing. He is perfectly positioned to let you make America great again.
Sarah Palin playing up Donald Trump. The man found to be in possession of USC's copy of O.J. Simpson's stolen Heisman Trophy will be standing trial.
The trophy was stolen from USC's Heritage Hall just a month and a half after Simpson's wife, Nicole Brown, and friend Ronald Goldman were murdered. Lewis Starks said he had been holding on to the trophy and other items since 1995 or 96. On Tuesday, a judge denied a defense motion to reduce the charge to a misdemeanor or dismiss the case against Starks. Prosecutors allege the Apple Valley man knew the trophy and accompanying plaque had been stolen. Starks maintains he got the trophy from a friend who had gotten it from the person involved in the burglary. Tom Perumian, KABC News.
Now Talk Radio 790 KABC Sports. The Cincinnati Reds will induct Pete Rose into their Hall of Fame this summer.
This is the best Hall of Fame in all of baseball. This is a baseball city. This is a baseball capital of the world. I haven't given up on Cooperstown. I'm not the type that's going to give up on anything.
Baseball legend Pete Rose. The Kings host the Stars tonight. The pregame show gets underway in 29 minutes here on KABC. And that's sports on the home of the Kings. Traffic, weather, and markets up next. KABC News Time, 6:31.
If you're retired or retiring soon, listen to Money Matters with Ken Morafe every Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 2 on KABC.
Dr. Stephen Rosen on cancer and City of Hope.
We're in the forefront of care. We have the talent, and then we have all of the options that may allow us to control a cancer that in other places physicians may say, I'm sorry, we've reached the limit of what we can accomplish. We're actually able to formulate drugs, to develop the clinical trials, and then actually take it to patients. The research goes from the laboratory to the clinic and from the clinic to the laboratory, and we're all involved as a team. It is truly unique to City of Hope. There are very few institutions that have the capability of taking a discovery and bringing it all the way to the treatment of an individual.
City of Hope is a world leader in cancer research and treatment. Our doctors and scientists turn laboratory breakthroughs into treatments that outsmart cancer. Find out more at cityofhope.org. City of Hope, the miracle of science with soul.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quotes subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
I just feel like something's missing.
I know. What we had was so big.
And warm. And bright.
And yellow.
Oh, I really miss the sun.
No sun? No problem. Centrum, the most trusted multivitamins, now have more of the vitamin D3 you need. Get the vitamin D you could be missing this winter with Centrum Multivitamins, now our highest level of D3 ever.
KABC has traffic first on the fours when you need it most. Has been an ongoing problem with a signaler, West 91 before Lakeview near Imperial. The overturned big rig fast track still blocked westbound only. You're backed up through Green River, the 241, about three quarters of a mile before the 91. If you're on the Santa Monica East, still very tough out of Santa Monica. Tough one in toward East LA and eastbound headed Archibald and trying to get a stall out of the middle lane. And all in all, delay is quite heavy at times from the 57. 605 South at Whittier have been working on a crash. Carpool left lanes have been blocked here. Delays from Rose Hills. And yet northbound at Valley, that accident cleared a while ago from the two right lanes, but very slow from the 105. KABC has traffic first on the 4s. Next report at 644. I'm Rhonda Kramer, 790 KABC.
A couple years ago, the Smell Good Plumbers at Mike Diamond started offering drain unstoppages for $99.
Bubba's Everywhere spat out their pocket donuts and took notice. Drain stoppage offers came out of the woodwork like cockroaches.
One of these followers has three different stoppage prices, depending on the flyer or phone book you pick up. Get the same router won't even quote you a price over the phone.
Here at Smell Good Plumbing Headquarters, we're asking ourselves if imitation is truly the greatest form of flattery. You might ask yourself if Bubba's price slashing is worth the risk.
You know our plumbers smell good, but did you also know we're relentlessly background checked and drug tested? Not only
are we licensed, but every single technician is registered with the state of California. I bet a bucket of soap and a case of deodorant that Bubba can't say that.
My Diamond Unstops drains for $99. Find out more at thesmellgoodplumber.com. Then call us at 1-800-446-MIKE. Contractor license number 399-170.
This is Mike Diamond, and I guarantee my plumber will show up on time and smell good, or your house call is free.
KABC Market Check. The Dow rose 28 points today to close at 16,016. The NASDAQ lost 11.5. The S&P 500 up 1. Southern California weather from KABC. A high surf advisory has been extended until 6 p.m. tomorrow. Cloudy with a 70% chance of rain this evening. Lows in the lower to mid-50s for tomorrow. Cloudy in the morning and then turning sunny. Highs lower to mid-60s. Right now, 56 in Malibu, 57 North Hollywood, 60 in Costa Mesa. Check out our live El Nino tracker radar. See the storms before they hit at KABC.com. I'm Gary Garrison, Talk Radio 790 KABC News.
Calling us is easy. Speaking over the phone, not so much.
I love your show.
Call this station today.
800-222-5222.
Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Tilden with an amazing, interesting, fascinating guy who wrote a terrific book. Lynn Johns, who's a record producer, engineer, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, and the author of Sound Man, a life recording hits with the Rolling Stones, The Who, Led Zeppelin, The Eagles, Eric Clapton. It was such a great read. It was such a fun book. Did you have fun writing it, Glenn?
There were moments that were enormous fun, yes. It was a lot harder work than I'd imagined. I never considered myself, I can barely write a letter, never mind a book.
Well, you did a great job.
It was a novel challenge. It was an interesting experience, and in the main, I really did enjoy it. Yes,
boy, but, it was. It was magic for me. I usually don't. I couldn't put the book down. I really couldn't stop it because you also get a sense of you in the studio. There's always one band member who's just impossible. And you really pointed out an interesting thing with Keith Moon. I'll let you tell the story because I'm sure you remember it. But that everybody thought Keith Moon was charming and funny when he was drunk and over the top, except somebody invariably got hurt and it wasn't so funny to others. And it was the day that you were at your house and you had, I think, John Entwistle over with his kids, playing with your kids in L.A. And Keith Moon showed up in a white suit and wasn't so funny because your gardeners had gotten the clothing wet of your kids and Entwistle kids. And Keith Moon took it upon himself to teach your gardeners a lesson or something. I think what he did was he tackled the gardeners, took them into the swimming pool. You asked him to leave. He didn't leave after you left. Your wife put him in a dress with like a crocheted front on it. And later on, Eric Clapton said that Keith showed up somewhere in that dress. So, ha-ha, funny story, but not so funny when he's tackling your gardeners, correct?
No, not at all. It was a house I was renting, and as a result, quite understandably, the poor gardeners never returned.
Oh.
And I, when I left the lease and returned to the United Kingdom, the garden was no longer tended, and I got a bill for $8,000.
Ha-ha, Keith Moon, very funny.
Ha-ha, Keith Moon, yeah.
Yeah, not so much. What is, I don't remember, and everything we're doing, I'm talking from memory. What was your biggest disaster? I know there's some disasters where you stormed out just because you didn't feel you were treated accordingly or the band wasn't prepared, and there was a lot of waiting. I think the quote you had in the book by Bill Wyman was, "The Stones, 50 years, it's 40 years of waiting and 10 years of playing," or something like that.
No, that's Charlie Watts.
Oh, Charlie Watts. There you go.
Yeah.
Which I laughed out loud because you can just imagine the poor guy sitting there waiting to play, and Keith Moon's not showing up for days, and you go, really? I would so like to go home, you know?
Well, I don't know about storming out. I very rarely stormed out, I must say. If I was retained as an engineer, I never quit a job.
I know what it was. Wait, I remember the job. Jimi Hendrix. You told Jimi Hendrix. Wait, you told Jimi Hendrix in a club. Yeah, there you go.
Okay, let me explain. Jimi Hendrix was not an artist that I produced or engineered.
Okay.
So I had nothing to do with him whatsoever. However, I happened to be in London for 3 or 4 days and got a request from his manager, who I knew, very nice chap. And they were in trouble. He was going to do a gig at the Albert Hall, and they wanted to record it, and they wondered if I'd do it. So I thought, well, there's no harm in that. So I turned up, and the Albert Hall in those days had no acoustic treatment. It was as it had been built 100 years previously.
Right.
where you could hear a pin drop, literally. So loud rock and roll, it was just not on in there at all. You couldn't. It was a complete waste of time. So it was like playing in a massive empty swimming pool. It was just ridiculous. So they did a sound check, and I went out on stage and I said to Jimmy, look, if you want the audience to hear a single note of what you're playing, you're going to have to play quieter, because at the level you're playing at, no one's going to hear anything. It's just going to be a racket. So I said, you could just use a much smaller amplifier. You can crank that, you know, get a bit of sustain out of that. Anyway, he looked at me and he smiled. He was very polite. And he said, okay, we'll see what we can do. And, of course, when he went out on stage to actually play the gig, I think, if anything, he turned up. And so it was just a cacophony of noise. And to be honest with you, I wasn't that taken with it anyway. So I thought, I'm not going to sit here for the next 2 hours and listen to this. There's nothing I can do about it. So I went home.
And then what happened? You left your recording guy there, just said, you know what, put on a...
I left my assistant there to change reels. There was nothing I could do. It was awful.
And was it unusable? Really was it unusable?
Completely unusable, yeah. Otherwise, I'd have stayed. Yeah.
Who was the other one? There was one other time when you got a bit pissy, and I forget who it was. It was the group. Somebody was supposed to be there in the morning to approve it, and then decided later in the day to show up and didn't like the take.
You're talking about The Clash.
The Clash. There you go. Yes.
That was a bit awkward. Yeah.
Yeah, Joe.
I was asked to mix Combat Rock, and the session started at 10 o'clock in the morning. Joe Strummer turned up, and Mick Jones didn't. And I think Mick Jones was a bit ticked off about the whole idea of me mixing it anyway, since the band has already turned what their version of what they felt the album should be in. It was a double album when they turned it into CBS. And anyway, I worked all day with Joe. We had a great time. We did, I guess, 3 or 4 mixes, something like that, I don't know. And 7 o'clock in the evening, the door opens and in walks Mick. And I said, oh, well, hi, how'd you do? Come and sit down. I'll play you what I've done today. I played him the 4 mixes I'd done. And he'd made notes about all of them and said, you know, at the end of the playback, he said, oh, well, this is what I'd like to change. And I said, well, I'm not changing anything. I've done them. So he said, what do you mean? I said, well, the session started at 10 o'clock, and if you'd have been here, I'd have been very interested in what you had to say and taken it all into account, but since you weren't, I've done it. And Joe and I are very happy with it, and that's tough bananas, mate.
And then more than that, because we've got time here, he complained, and you told the record company, you know what, and he ended up saying, okay, I'll step out of the project, because you said,
There was a huge kerfuffle. I actually said at the end of the night, after Mick had gone, I said to Joe, look, I don't think this is a very good idea. I think it's clear that your pal doesn't really like the idea of me doing this, and I understand that. You know, he's put a lot of time and effort into the record. And so let's just call it a day. So the following morning, CBS called me up and say, hold on a minute, let us sort this out. And in the end, Mick said that he would stay away and leave it to Joe and I.
Pretty amazing.
He really did.
And I remember as thinking, boy, my sphincter tightened on that at that moment. That must have taken a moment. See, you are that guy. You're not going to be made a fool of by anybody. You said, to have the guts to just say to him, if you'd been here at 10, great. See you.
That doesn't take guts.
You just didn't want to do it.
He's considerably smaller than me.
All right, there you go, Mr. Big Shot. All right, brief break. We'll come back and wrap up with Glyn Johns. I want to talk a little bit more about the Beatles and Eric Clapton and The Who, too. Glyn Johns, the book is called Sound Man. We'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer from Parkinson's disease? If so, you may be eligible for a clinical research study at a state-of-the-art research facility in Long Beach. According to the National Institute of Health, at least 500,000 people in the United States are believed to suffer from Parkinson's disease, and those numbers will soar in the coming years as the population gets older. CNS and its dedicated staff are currently conducting a clinical research study for Parkinson's disease. If you have been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, please consider getting involved. No medical insurance is necessary. Qualified participants receive study-related medical care and investigational study medication at no cost and may be compensated for time and travel. For more information, call CNS today at 844-310-3030 or visit them at cnstrial.com/pd. CNS, searching for a cure together. Call CNS today, 844-310-3030. That's 844-310-3030.
KABC has traffic first on the 4s when you need it most. Big problem continuing with the Sigler westbound 91 before Lakeview and around Imperial. The overturned big rig earlier went through the center divider. Fast track's been blocked back up Green River. The 241 also affected. It is a struggle on the Santa Monica. Just jammed 20th Street all the way to downtown L.A. And eastbound 10 at Archibald at a stalled vehicle. Well, that has been clearing from lanes. It's backed up now beyond the 57. West 60 Reservoir is another crash where a couple of lanes, two left, have been blocked. That now backed up to Central. And 605 Freeway northbound at Valley, that cleared. That's still very slow, though, from Rosecrans. And southbound at Whittier, you'll find another crash where the carpooling left lanes have been blocked. And that's now slow coming up from Rose Hills. KABC has traffic first on the 4s. Next report at 6:54. I'm Rhonda Kramer, 790 KABC.
Hi, I'm Alan Gervey.
And I'm Carrie Kasem.
Need some legal, moral, or just common sense advice from a friend?
Then tune in to Gervey's Law. It's the intersection of law and life where no topic is off limits.
Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Now through January 19th, save $4 instantly when you purchase 4 participating products at Smart and Final. Choose from selected Progresso Soups, DiGiorno or Tombstone Pizza, Yoplait or Dannon, Coffee Mate Creamers, Capri Sun Family Packs, Tide Detergent, and more. See store or smartandfinal.com for complete details.
Too many doctors out there are trying to sell you laser treatments for your face. $200, 2 sessions, wrinkles gone, but they don't work. These places pop up everywhere, and they don't last long because they simply don't work. Don't be fooled by those guys. There's only one guy and one team, Dr. Rispler and the team at LDI. They have offices in L.A., Orange County, and West Covina. There's a reason LDI's been around for more than 35 years. It's because Dr. Rispler is the guy. He's the only one with this selection of medical-grade lasers that tighten your skin without surgery, without injections, and without fillers. That annoying loose skin on your neck that reveals your age? Gone. Puffy eyes? Gone. Red and brown spots? Bye-bye. Give LDI a call and book your completely free consultation. You're going to like what you hear. Call 800-606-6000. 800-606-6000. Refreshed, tighter skin. Make the phone call now. 800-606-6000 or go to SoCalSkinExperts.com.
After 30 years of exceptional nationwide growth and expansion, two men and a truck, Movers Who Care, are coming up on their first anniversary in Los Angeles. The well-known brand originated in Michigan and earned a 96% referral rate by sticking to its core values. Two men offer premium home and business moving services down the block or across the country. If you're planning a move, go with the extensively trained, courteous, and reliable moving pros you'll find at Two Men and a Truck, the official movers of the LA Kings radio broadcast. Moving your puck? Use their truck. TwoMen.com. That's TWOMen.
On the next Dr. Drew Midday Live, it is Why Women Why.
And it'll be a special edition of Why Women Why Wednesday. It'll be Why British Women Why.
Oh, yeah, Parliament's been going crazy. And what about British women?
They don't seem to understand how sex works.
Something happened this weekend?
You have to listen to find out.
All right, we'll do so.
That's all on Dr. Drew Midday Live.
With Mike Catherwood on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Talk Radio 790 KABC, Peter Tillman with Glenn Johns, not only the author of a great book, but an amazing recording engineer and producer. And what you got to remember, too, is you were doing it at the Wild West. There were no rules when you were doing it, engineering. I mean, I remember reading stories about how they had to mic the Beatles at EMI, and the mics had to be a certain distance because they were recording classical music. Cut to 3 years later, and Paul McCartney's bringing in backward, upside-down tapes and Mellotrons and your stuff. I'm going to start with drums. You did amazing things on albums, and it was just testing, correct? You were just trying. How did you know the stuff you were doing was number going to work and number two be accepted by the public?
Well, of course, you had no idea if it would be accepted by the public or not until it actually happened. But I've always sort of operated on the basis that if I was blown away by what was going on around me, I assumed that there'd be a few others that would feel the same way, you know. It's just like if you go and see a great movie, you want to tell all your pals. I mean, you know, it's the same. Yeah.
What's funny, too, blown away, I remember, I think in there, you took some acetates of Led Zeppelin to either George Harrison or some of the Beatles to hear, and they weren't, it was like, yeah, not a big deal. They weren't that impressed.
I took George on the way home one night after a Beatles session. I took him to Olympic and played him one side of the Led Zeppelin album, and he didn't like it at all. And I did the same thing to Mick Jagger. We were putting together the Rolling Stones Rock and Roll Circus, which was another TV show. And we were talking, we had a production meeting about who, what other acts should be on the bill. And I suggested Led Zeppelin, who no one had ever heard of, I think, because they'd only just formed. Anyway, I took the acetate in and played that, and Mick, we didn't get more than a few bars into it, and he just
that
off.
Yeah. Is part of that, were they all very competitive? Did they pump
No, I don't think it was anything to do with being competitive at all. It was quite literally, they didn't like it. They didn't like what they heard. And I was surprised, because I'd been so blown away by it, and I figured that all us lot had pretty much the same taste, you know. But clearly that was a foolish assumption.
Well, what a wonderful life you got to have. And we talked off the air that you got your son ended up playing on a lot of albums, and you having your son in there. Also, a lot of my friends, Albert Lee, great guitarist. You get to sit with musicians and put together brass sections and rhythm sections for them with some of the best players in the world. You actually called, wasn't there an R&B session that you had Ringo in on, and he didn't want to be in on it? Somebody had booked him to play with John Entwistle.
That was a Howling Wolf album.
And Ringo and John Entwistle were booked, and you thought...
No, it wasn't John Entwistle, it was Klaus Voormann.
Oh, Klaus Voormann, I'm sorry. Okay, so you got Klaus...
That's all right.
Klaus Voormann and Ringo, and they're the wrongest guys to play on...
Well, they wouldn't know the blues if they fell over them, actually, if the truth were known. So it was and I have to tell you, they're both phenomenal musicians. Don't
right.
I suggested that they were replaced by Charlie.
Which is amazing. And how did somebody book Ringo? See, I grew up in Philly, and the Beatles were gods. These guys were all gods. How does Ringo get even booked for a session? How does somebody call
Very
Ringo?
Very good question. The guy who was the producer for Chess Records, he was, must have contacted him via the Beatles office, and he agreed to do it because he was Howling Wolf. I don't really know. But I he came to me on the first session and he said, what the hell am I doing here? I said, don't ask me. I didn't book you.
Oh, man. The stories, you can't imagine. Again, from the Clash, the different styles of music. Did you ever get calls and turn people down that are big, but you just don't think you're right for them?
Oh, lots, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Based on what?
Well, based on the fact that I don't feel I can be of any service to them. You know, the whole object of what I do is to provide, to help them provide a statement of where they're at creatively at the time. And if I don't really appreciate what they're doing, then I can't be of much help, really.
I also found it interesting in the book that as you got on in your career, that you had younger engineers in there with you because you felt, you know, I want to stay current and I'm missing it. There's a lot of stuff maybe I don't know, so I want to have a younger engineer with me so that I can progress kind of and learn from them. And
well, there was a period of time when my sound was definitely incredibly dated, and there were a lot of acts that I still wanted to work with, but I felt that, I wouldn't be doing them any service by engineering myself. So I used, for then, contemporary engineers of the day who were getting a far more modern sound, if you like. And I had no idea how that was achieved. And I was fascinated. I worked with a couple of really, really great engineers in the process and learned quite a lot. However, eventually, I decided to start engineering again.
Huh.
And now my sound seems to have come around.
It's bigger. It's
either that or no one cares anymore. I'm not quite sure.
If you wait long enough. In other words, it's either great or they've given up. They just said, what the hell?
Yeah, I guess.
Just book them. Well, the fact that you're working with Eric Clapton, it makes me smile. And that you're still an amazing talent and impacted so much music that we all grew up with and continue to impact the music. And the book is a great book. Every single page was a joy. So thank you for that. Glyn Johns, the book is called Sound Man, and you'll feel like you were there at the sessions. It's like being a fly on the wall. And I forgot to name Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Graham Nash, who's lovely, amazing guy. Linda Ronstadt, Band of Horses, Ryan Adams, John and Yoko, and on and on and on. It just keeps going. Story after story, and thank you for writing the book, and thanks for providing us with the music.
Well, thank you for having me on your show. I appreciate it. It was
Absolutely.
Really nice talking to you.
Well, thank you, Glenn. Talk Radio 790 KBC.